Let's get back to Party Line. If there's something on your mind or you have a question for our guest, call us toll-free at 1-800-447-4463 or locally 659-3338. Now let's rejoin Party Line on WILO AM and FM.
And welcome back to Party Line. Our sponsors are Kramer Lumber, DeWitt Center, Wealthy Custom Exteriors, Encompass Credit Union, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Sparrow's Florist and Greenhouse, Milner Healthcare, Hardesty Landscaping, Hearing Care Professionals, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. Now being joined in the studio by our guests, Frankfort Street Superintendent Jason Forsyth and Frankfort Building Inspector Sam Payne. Gentlemen, good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning, Ken. How are you?
Good morning, Ken.
I don't think I'm all right. I don't know. It's early yet. So for some of us, it's not that early anymore. But anyway, Jason, right now you guys are involved in the major sidewalk renovation, safe routes to school. So let's start with there.
Okay. Yeah, Ken, we started yesterday morning. E&J Concrete out in Indianapolis started yesterday morning ripping out the sidewalk on the north side of White Street at First, and they're going to be working from First to Jackson probably the next 9 or 10 days repairing sidewalks on the north side of White Street. And then it sounds like to me from what they were mentioning yesterday that they're going to cross Jackson and start on Fairground after they're completed with that. So just looking further into the project, I assume once they finish up Fairground, they'll just loop around to Clay and do Clay up to Harvard, that part of the project. And then at some point in time, they'll have to go back to First Street and work their way back to White. I'm just guessing on that. But I know from what they're saying, they're going to cross Jackson to Fairground for the next go-round.
So how long is this project going? How big a scope of a project are we talking about?
It's set to about a 4-month time period. That doesn't mean it'll take 4 months to do it, but you're talking about 32,000 to 35,000 square foot of new sidewalk, both on the what I would call the southeast end of town, and then over on the northwest side of town as well, around Suncrest. So there's two projects in one there. One over around the Green Meadows, Blue Ridge area, and then one over around Suncrest.
Okay. Sam, you guys had a hearing at the meeting yesterday. How'd that all turn out?
It went well. We had five properties that the hearing authority heard last night, and they made a decision on two, and they extended the time on two, and then we are waiting for city attorney to get us an order from the judge to where we can enter one of the properties to see what the interior of the property is like.
When you said you talk about those first two, does that mean you're going to demolish those two?
Those two will be. There's two of them that will be coming down at some time. We still got some work to do with advertising and legal stuff that Les will be taking care of.
Overall, have those homes been? Have they been basically taken down, or they've been, bought by somebody else and kind of reworked, or how's that been? It's been kind of a mix of both.
It's been a mix of both. And one that we're wanting to get inside of, we're not real sure what the structural condition is. We're just looking at the outside of it. We're wanting to get inside so we can get down in the basement and check the sill plates and go up in the attic and see what kind of damage is actually done to the roof. And from the street, it looks like there's quite a bit, but, that's just looking from the street. And ain't nobody can drive by a house or a structure and just say from the street that it meets, that it doesn't need work.
What would you guys, you just prefer to get them fixed up and get and move them along, though, don't you?
Absolutely. But the two that's coming down, there's nothing there. There's no footer and there's no foundation. Works. I mean, to save that, you're talking $50,000-$60,000. Well, people that are doing the flip on a house, they're not going to pay $30,000 and then pay $50,000 or $60,000 to fix it up when they know that they're not going to get the return on their money.
I think I asked this the last time you were in, but I'm going to ask it again. Are you guys satisfied with what that program is doing for you and to try and get some of those homes back on the tax rolls?
Absolutely. I think it's the best thing that we've done so far since I've been up there is to get the hearing authority involved and it's open to the public. When they have those meetings, they're advertised. They're open to the public to come and express their opinions if they have, if they've got a concern about the property. I think it's the best thing that we've done.
Okay. Jason, you guys have got your city auction coming up here at the end of the month, so you guys got a lot of good things in there, though, don't you?
Yeah, we got quite a few things. The street department doesn't have as much as we've had. There's not as many bicycles as we've seen in the past, and that can obviously change before the 30th. But, you know, we're going to have some street signs that we've been taking down and replacing that I know a lot of people sometimes are interested in. I believe the police department has 3 police cars. I believe the wastewater, city light and power, the parks department, and the waterworks all have one vehicle that they're going to have in there, the Dodge truck. I think they're all trucks. One of them's a smaller S10. I think the other two are just normal pickup trucks that they're going to be having in there. And then also the sewer department put in a 78 Ford tanker truck that they had received from the fire department in years past that they has some brake work that will need to be done on it. And obviously some of these cars, depending on, you know, what shape they're in. But and then I'm going to be seeing the golf course this afternoon, see what they have. I think they have some things that they want to get into the auction as well. So yeah, it's usually a pretty good size sale. We're going to let people come in on the Friday beforehand for about 4 hours, just kind of take a look at things, and then obviously from about 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. on Saturday morning prior to the sale, they can kind of look around if they want.
I know in the past this has really been a good place to go get bicycles for your kids. So. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, definitely. There's plenty of bicycles, just not as many as there normally is. But yeah, you usually find some pretty nice bicycles for all ages, for that matter, but a lot of kids' bicycles.
Now, have you guys had street signs out there before, or is this the first time you've done this?
I think we've had some street signs in the past, just obviously not as many. Yesterday I spoke with the Board of Works, and I think we've got about 459 different street signs that will be available for auction. I'm not sure how Rick will go about selling those, but there are some that were upstairs that have been there for years that the guys asked if we could, you know, get rid of. But most of them are the blue and white, and you're going to find some of the green and white signs that will be in it. But all in good shape. So there'll be some interest in those for sure.
Okay. Sam, you guys, through Susan Nelson, put out a thing about the 10-day mowing process earlier this week. Talk a little bit about that, if you would.
Well, I think the paper, I think Susan and Jason and Kat done a very good job of doing the write-up. You know, people think that you can go in and just mow a yard because it's got high grass in it, but the state and the city ordinance and the state laws gives us timelines and limits on what we can do. So if we get a complaint or if we see one that's overgrown, we have to go in and measure it and get 7 inches. And at that time, Kat will send out a letter to the owner. And when they get that card, when they get that letter, it's registered. And when they sign that, they date it. Well, from the date that's on that card, you've got 10 days. Because we get that back, it returns receipt to returns back to the office. Katrina gets it, and she'll mark it 10 days. On the 11th day, she goes and checks, and if it's not mowed, we send the city mowers in to mow it. Second time around, they post it, and if it's not done in 10 days, then we send the city mowers back in again. Now, on the third time, she don't have to send it, she don't have to post it, she just send them out to mow it.
How much, I don't know if you want to reveal, but how much does it roughly cost if you guys have to send somebody out there? Does it roughly cost you to do that?
I'm just going to take a guess. Knowing the fees that's got to be done, because you got your filing fees, you got your lien fees, and all that stuff's got to go through to the courthouse, and plus your postage and the time that's spent, I'm going to say somewhere around $200 is what we've got invested in each one of them. And no. I may be low and that may be high, I'm not sure.
Now, have people responded to, you know, do they respond favorably when you guys send those things out, or they just say, I don't really care?
Well, the ones that we're mowing, mostly, you don't hear anything out of them. And there's a few now and then that you'll get that will call back in and say, well, I was going to do that, or they were going to get it done. Well, you know, we got an ordinance, and as long as we're following the city ordinance and the state statute, and they've been notified, and they didn't do anything with it, we just go ahead and mow it.
And I suppose the ones you don't hear from are basically your out-of-town owners, or the ones who basically are just not around.
Yeah, and in some cases, it may be in an estate. Uh-huh. And you send the letter and you send the stuff out, and if you don't hear anything from them, why, or a family member, there's nothing else to do. It may be on a tax sale. It may be on the tax sale listing. They run into all kinds of stuff.
Okay. Obviously, we got nickel plate flats up and going this weekend. What's your thoughts on nickel plate?
They still have a punch list of items that they're working on. I was over there yesterday and was walking around looking at some of the stuff. They still got quite a list that they were working on. They got crews in there working all the time. I see them working on the front of the building now. They must be working on those windows above that didn't have all the coping and stuff correct when they got it done. I think it's a good project. It's come along a long ways.
Okay. Jason, you kind of feel the same way?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I walked through that during the opening, and just a lot of nice amenities for our downtown. You know, the alleyway in between is really, really cool. Mm-hmm. Walked in, I believe, probably all of the specs on the inside of the apartments and seen the different sizes and different types that are available to everyone. Just nice facility all the way around. Sam is, and I got a chance to talk to Joe Blake the first time for an extended period of time, and I know he's excited and he's really proud of the fact that he was able to do that. And I know Sam did a lot of work through that, and Kevin Catron and a lot of other people as well. So there was a lot of hard work put in by a lot of different people, and it's a really nice facility to walk out on the patio of the corner there and look out over the courthouse and downtown and Arnie's and things like that and see that. That would be a really cool place to have for a lot of different people. So it was really neat.
Yeah, the rooftop, I was up there twice on Saturday. It was definitely nice to be up there.
Yeah, the rooftop was amazing. It's a really cool thing to be able to go up there and sit and be and relax and listen to music if you want to listen to music. Have your lunch, your supper, whatever you want to do, enjoy company from other people within the complex. Definitely a lot of good things going on for sure.
Also, you normally during the summer have a lot of road paving to deal with, but really you don't have as much to deal with this year, do you?
Well, unfortunately, we're still trying to look into some things. We have a meeting with NDOT that they usually have 3 or 4 meetings, Ken, every year in regards to community crossings. But we obviously want to take advantage of every dollar we can. And this year the grant process is not opening up till August the 6th. Does not close until September the 28th, and it doesn't sound like they could possibly award any money until sometime in November. You don't want to pave too late in the season. It's just not a good thing to pave when it gets too cold outside. So we're looking at some options, but we'll know more once we have the meeting here sometime in July, I believe.
Okay, we got a caller here for you. Caller, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes. Good morning, Mr. Forsythe, Mr. Payne.
Carl, what's up?
Jason, on these sidewalks that the city's going to be putting in and everything, I'm all for that, sidewalks and the curbs and everything. But is that all paid for with taxpayers' taxes?
No, those are all grant dollars. There's a 20% that the city covers, 80% that is covered. It's a federally funded project, Carl, so 20% of that is covered by the city, 80% is covered by federally funded, and NDOT is highly involved with that. It's up to their specs, and it's about a $700,000 project, and actually we ended up getting more paid for through the state than what we thought we were going to. That's been spoke about in the city council and the Board of Works meetings in the past couple meetings. So we were excited about that. So yeah, it's the same type of projects to what you saw with Mash Road on both ends, Carl. Just obviously a lot less money involved and a lot less time as well.
That's great. You know, I was just thinking, you know, if any of those sidewalks is put in front of rental houses, I would think that the whoever owns the rental houses and gets that rent, I think they should be charged. Don't you?
Well, I'm not that might be a more of a Sam question than it would be for me. I'm not trying to pass the buck here, but I don't know a lot about how those things are, how rental properties are charged or how those guys are charged or what they're charged as far as taxes go, but Sam would know more about that. But
what do you think, Mr. Payne?
Well, I think that all comes from the state of Indiana. I know what you're saying, but I'm not going to comment on something that I don't have no authority over or no opinion on. I mean, I believe that may be something that they looked at when they planned where they're going to put their sidewalks, and that would be up to NDOT by them being the ones that's leading the program.
One thing, Carl, you want to keep in mind, too, is this is called a Safe Routes to School project. This is to benefit the kids' safety going to and from home, the ones that have to walk. So, you know, you don't have a lot of choice as to where you put those. You know, you got a lot of kids that walk down First Street and go in the backside of Suncrest to enter there. And then, like the one over around Suncrest, you're coming in out of the entrance to Suncrest there at Circle Park. That'll go all the way down Kiger Street to Myrtle and then all the way up to Jefferson on Myrtle. So, you know, there's not a lot of choice in the matter when you're dealing with safety of kids. You want to put them in the best position possible to keep them as safe as we possibly can. And I understand what you're saying, but like I said, as Sam was saying, I think the state probably has more control over that than what we do here at the local level.
Well, that's great. I think you're doing a great job. Mr. Payne,
yes.
The people's got all these rental properties. You know, I see not a lot, but I mean, well, yeah, quite a few of them. They're not worth living in, it don't look like. Do they ever go and check them and
you know, if you've got one that you think is a blighted piece of property or you see some ordinance violations or you think it needs to be looked at, if you call the office and give us the specific address. You don't have to leave a name. We'd be more than glad to go down and go through that unit, go through the property and check it and take those people and get it fixed. Here's the thing that we tried to do several years ago, and we didn't get it passed. We tried to do what they call a rental inspection on properties with five or more units. The state passed a law or passed a bill saying that was not a legal action and we could not do it. Unless you already had it implemented, when they passed that, they did not allow it. So for us to have a way of getting in there, like on an inspection or whatever, we need an ordinance or we need a bill that says we can do this or we can do that. Now, we went to Lafayette and we took their ordinance, the one that they had developed and the one they were using, and brought it back to Frankfort and had it written up, ready to go to council. And the state come out with this legislator thing that says it's not legal. So, yeah, our hands are tied somewhat. And then in other ways, if the people living in those, if they're living in a nasty condition, if they have problems with their landlords getting things fixed, if they'll just call us at the office and let us know where it's at, what their apartment number is, and invite us in, we'd be more than glad to go in. We'll not turn them down.
That's awesome. Mr. Payne, Mr. Forsythe, you guys are doing a wonderful job, and all you guys have a great day.
Thank you.
Thanks, Carl.
You too, take care. I'm going to take a break right now. Our sponsors are Kramer Lumber DeWitt Center, Wealthy Custom Exteriors, and Compass Credit Union. Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, Sparrows Florist and Greenhouse, Milner Healthcare, Hardesty Landscaping, Hearing Care Professionals, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, along with ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Angie from Kramer Lumber. Thinking of remodeling your kitchen? If so, then Craftmade and Kramer have something important for you to consider. Your kitchen isn't just where you cook, eat, and clean. It's the hub of your home. It's your real living room. We at Kramer Lumber can show you how to use Craftmade cabinetry to remodel your kitchen for just the ways you live. Craftmade Kitchens, for the real living room.
Kramer Lumber, we're the friendly ones. We are Kramer Lumber.
Does your yard or patio need a makeover? I know mine does, but I'm not an expert. But I know who is. Hardesty Landscaping. There's no job too large or too small that Hardesty Landscaping won't give you a professional design. One that fits your budget and needs. If you can dream it, they can build it. Whether it's a fire pit, patio, fountain, water garden, retaining wall, or shrubs, trees, and flowers, call Hardesty Landscaping today at 242-6015. That's 242-6015.
Hi, folks. This is Steve Christopher from Hearing Care Professionals in Frankfort. Have you heard about the Starkey Halo made for iPhones? Stream your hearing aid directly to your phone for better hearing in noisy environments. Call me at 659-4327 for a free demo. That's 659-HEAR. I'd love to help you hear better.
Hearing Care Pros.
Life insurance is one of those subjects that make people want to change the subject rather than admit they probably don't have enough. That's why State Farm agent Susan Casper in Frankfort focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house insurance or life without having to give up college insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on with your family. Call State Farm agent Susan Casper in Frankfort at 765-659-5678 and put the life back in life insurance.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, if I start my bachelor's at Ivy Tech, will any four-year school take my transfer credits? Sure, dozens. We have transfer agreements with IU, Purdue, and lots more colleges and universities in and out of state. Last year, more than 31,000 of our students transferred credits. And this year, we'd love to help you join them. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
This is Party Line on WILO AM and FM. Phone lines are open. Locally call 659-3338 or call toll-free in Kokomo and Lafayette at 1-800-447-4463. Now, let's rejoin Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO.
Welcome back to Party Line. Our sponsors are Kramer Lumber, DeWitt Center, Welty Custom Exteriors, Encompass Credit Union, Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, Sparrows Florist and Greenhouse, Milner Healthcare, Hardesty Landscaping, Hearing Care Professionals, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. Our in-studio guests are Jason Forsythe, the street superintendent here in Frankfort, along with Frankfort Building Inspector Sam Payne. If you've got any questions for either one of them, 659-3338 is the number. Happy to take your calls and have a little comments, a little talk about what's going on. Jason, I did want to get back on one thing. You were talking about road paving earlier. I know you're kind of prepping for the future, but about, you know, about how many roads have you probably got on your list now? Is it still like still up in the 40s like the last time we talked? Or
I basically I'll add one here and there, but I think the last time I talked to you, Ken, it was like 43 on the list for this year that we can look into. Finding out what kind of funding we get decides that, and obviously other people involved in the decision making. As to what we do pave, but yeah, good group of sections of roadway that we're looking at, and kind of excited to continue to improve things in the community when it comes to our infrastructure and things like that. So yeah, I think there's 43 on the list at this time.
So you still go off what your paver ratings, that's what you basically use to determine, right?
Yes. We're actually looking right now. We have to resubmit our pavement asset management program every 2 years. So we'll be doing that again this year. And that's a qualification for the community crossings as well, is to obviously have an updated pavement management program. So we've been working on that. I was actually looking at it this morning for about an hour, looking at the map, updating roadways the best I can. You know, this is the first time I've went through and actually looked at the sheet to see how you determine what those numbers are. There's just small, between a 9 and an 8, and 8 and a 7, there's not a lot of difference there. You know, and it obviously has to do with a lot of how the roads traveled and the breakdown. If there's, you know, obviously if there's several street cuts that have been made on there, that could get, that could affect it. But so just trying to get that all taken care of and be ready come August 6th or after to work on the grant.
What are you guys wanting to get done the rest of this year? Sam, you want to chime first?
No, I got it. Couple projects that I would like to see completed by the end of the year. Several out there to do, but there's a couple that I would really like to see. One, I'd want to see the medical facility completed by the end of the year.
Now, which one are you referring
to? That's the one out on East Wabash Street, there, okay, across from Walmart. I'd like to see that one get completed before something else big jumps up in front of us and we have to run from one end of the city to the other. I understand when I say from one end of the city to the other, that's counting the industrial park clear to there. So stretching your time, running back and forth between those two. Something that's been on my burners for a long time is getting the mess cleaned up out at Zero and Roy Scott Drive. And now the gentleman has told me that he has a contract to start doing that just as soon as they can get the everything transferred over into the new owner's name and get all that legal hoopla done and they find out where they can take the material and get rid of it. And he's supposed to be starting on that in August. So I'm hoping and praying that that's true because that's something that I really want to get cleaned up and make that corner look decent again.
Well, see, that fire was, what, 2 or 3 years ago?
Yes.
And I know it looks like it hasn't hardly been, I know it has been cleaned up some, but you got to really drive by it a lot in order to notice it, though.
You do, and the boxes and all that stuff that's sitting out in that lot, it's got to go. And I guess from what I've been told that there's still some EPA and stuff like that that they got to release yet, and they're still doing some testing. So as soon as that gets released, I'm going to be out there with a flag saying, let's get her done.
I think a lot of people would say, hallelujah, let's move on.
Now, that's one of the things that I would like to see get done this year, but
who knows?
Who knows? But that's still at the top of my list to go.
Jason, how about you for the rest of the year?
Within the department itself is, you know, we're working on the southeast end of the alleys right now. Obviously, we'll have some stoning to do. We had an issue with the drag on the back of the tractor that we had to do some work on. Set us back a few days, so we're back in the alleys in the southeast. So as far as that goes, get that taken care of, continue to move forward with everyone, you know, all the other responsibilities we have. You know, leaf season will be approaching here for too long, and you know, just getting prepared for that. And then obviously getting through safe routes to school and also into the Washington Avenue project as July approaches here fairly quickly. So a lot of big projects going on at the department, learning a lot every day when it comes to those types of things, and just excited to see them completed.
How much, or I don't know if you're, I hate to use the word upset, but how much, you know, the fact that they pushed the 28 project basically back at least 6 months or a year, did that help or hurt you a little bit?
Well, I think for me, it obviously, you know, the community, it definitely doesn't help our opportunities for things that for advancement. As the mayor spoke in the past, our infrastructure has kept us in, and we've lost some businesses due to our infrastructure, and that's why we continue to push and push and push as hard as we possibly can to see some upgrades to State Road 28 all the way through the community. But also at the same point in time, as we know, we want to make sure that it's done correctly. You know, the jog has been a big question in the past, and we want to make sure that jog is fixed right to where traffic flow is better now than better later than it is now. Obviously, there is a ton of truck traffic that we get through State Road 28, and so you know, it's a frustrating thing. You know, there's a lot of things that go into it that I'm probably not even aware of as well. But you know, we're going to continue to fight to get State Road 28 taken care of, because it means a lot and it's highly important to how our community advances in the future.
When do they plan on starting on Washington?
Washington Avenue is probably, I don't know the exact date. I think it's early July, Ken.
Okay.
I can let you know that for sure if you want to. It's sometime in the first part of July.
Okay, and that's definitely going to be a welcome sight too.
Yeah, definitely will be nice. You know, getting those railroad tracks out of there, getting nice new pavement and sidewalks and just cleaning that area up, because that gets a lot of traffic as well from the community. So.
Now, are they going to probably start taking the tracks out before they really get involved with the road itself?
Yeah, I don't know what the exact game plan is. You know, you'll have to start with utilities. There'll obviously be a lot of utility work down through there with water and electric and things like that, which is, you know, I think I've mentioned in the past, is something people don't think about when you do those types of projects, that there is a lot of improved utility work as well done with those, and a lot of work. You know, it's always great to see the brand new pavement and the nice new pavement, things like that. But, you know, in regards to the South Mass Road project, I bet if you speak with most people out there now, they're probably, yeah, they like the pavement and they like the bike lanes and the sidewalks. And, you know, I love the sidewalks. I live out there in that area and I walk them quite a bit. But the utility work and the drainage and the things that were done out there in regards to that project were a nice addition for sure.
Okay, gentlemen, anything else that either one of you want to say before I let you go?
Yes, I'd like to just let everybody know that the Historical Preservation Committee has changed their date and time for their meetings. And we've had some problems in the last couple of times with the night that we did have them, because there was a lot of other things scheduled. So they've changed their meeting time to the fourth Tuesday of the month at 5 p.m. We're going to meet once a month instead of twice a month. It'll be the fourth Tuesday of the month at 5 p.m. So I just wanted to make sure I got that out there.
Down in the council chambers, right?
It'll be down in the council chambers, 5 p.m. on the fourth Tuesday.
And instead, are you guys got anything special going on in that group right now or not?
We had eight. I think it was eight cases the last meeting.
Okay.
And it's mostly people coming in wanting to do remodel work to the outside, wanting to paint, wanting to put new roof on, or wanting to repair a porch, or that live in one of the historical districts, which some of that stuff has to be approved by HPC before they can do the work. So,
okay. Jason Forsyth, Sam Payne, guys, thanks much. Greatly appreciate when you come in here.
Thanks, Ken. Have a great day.
How you do? That's going to do it for the show today. Our sponsors have been Kramer Lumber, DeWitt Center, Welty Custom Exteriors, and Compass Credit Union, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Sparrows Florist and Greenhouse, Milner Healthcare, Hardesty Landscaping, Hearing Care Professionals, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, along with Clinton County Daily News.com. As always, you guys have a great day. Take good care of yourselves. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO. Join us again tomorrow morning at 8:30 for our live broadcast, then again at 5 p.m. for the Party Line replay. Party Line is a presentation of Casper Media, keeping you connected for over 60 years. Nobody talks more about Clinton County than WILO.